everyone. Welcome to Times of Refreshing. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we begin this broadcast today in your name. Bless every listener in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, I want to share with you on this broadcast a very important subject that affects everyone globally today. Very importantly, you must understand that life is a battlefield. And right now, globally, we are waging war against the powers of darkness. Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 33, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah! In this kingdom, there is only one enemy that we have, and that's the devil. And his mission, according to John 10:10, is to steal, kill, and destroy. And one major way by which he does this is by the introduction of infectious diseases like coronavirus into the world. In the past few weeks, the plague of coronavirus has become a global concern. In actual fact, what started in China as one case, according to the World Health Organization, right now has more than 500,000 people infested by this disease and over 20,000 deaths recorded, spanning over and across 199 countries, areas, and territories. We are really in perilous times. These are the days when we need God more than ever before. But as for you, I have good news for you. No matter how terrible the storm might be right now in fighting this plague of coronavirus, your victory in the midst of the storm is guaranteed. How do I enjoy this victory? You may ask. One very important weapon that you and I need to overcome this virus is the weapon of the Word of God, the Bible. In John 1:1, the Bible says very clearly, "In the beginning was Word. The Word was God, and the Word was God." So God and His Word are the same. So when you read the Bible, you study it, you meditate on it, you declare it with your mouth, and you stand on God's Word, it's like taking a spiritual vaccine against coronavirus and any other infectious diseases. And as long as no virus can affect God, then no virus can affect you if you are loaded with the Word of God. We are told about a man of God called John G. Lake. In the days of bubonic plague, the virus that killed many people, once those viruses got in contact with the hand of John G. Lake, the viruses were found dead. God, who did it for John G. Lake, He will do your own too. Therefore, be standing firm on the Word of God. No room for fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare over your life victory over coronavirus. So when you take the Word of God, you are taking a spiritual vaccine which becomes a defense against these diseases. And in case you have already contracted the disease, I've got good news for you also. The Word of God also cures. Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible states very clearly, "He sent His Word, delivered them, and set them free from all of their destruction." Therefore, right now, if you are already infected, wherever you may be, I decree your total liberty. I curse that plague in your body, and I decree your freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In conclusion, it's very important for you to ensure that you observe personal hygiene, maintain social distance, and then think safety. Don't think evil. As you do your portion, God will take over, and your victory shall be guaranteed. I congratulate you today because your case shall be different no matter what goes on in the world. Big question I have for you right now. Are you born again? Are you a child of God? This is the best time to give your life to Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer. Jesus, save me, wash me, make me your child. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, I congratulate you because now you are born again. You are a child of God. Connect with all the materials on this platform and look at all of the instructions at the bottom of the screen and be blessed as you do so. See you next time and God bless you. Bye.